presenting the TD Travel News Bulletin. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 21st of June. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis scored a major court victory against the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention when the U.S. District Judge Stephen Douglas Merriday granted Florida's request to block the CDC conditional sailing order against cruise lines. Florida sued the CDC for irreparable harm after some cruise lines threatened to leave the state due to the onerous and burdensome conditions imposed in October 2020 and renewed in April 2021. Among other things, the CDC required cruise operators to build testing laboratories on board, redo the ship ventilation systems, and have at least 98% of the crew and 95% of the passengers, including children, vaccinated in order to bypass a requirement for simulated cruises first. A 124-page ruling seemed to be designed to withstand Supreme Court scrutiny, referencing multiple justices, circuit precedents, case and statutory law, and even history of the CDC and quarantines. The Turks and Caicos Islands is welcoming travellers to safely enjoy its white sand beaches, clear waters and sunshine this summer. Plus, with seasonal savings at properties throughout the islands, getaways are now as affordable as they are enticing. The following resorts are offering discounts of up to 40% or extra free nights. They include Beach Enclave, comprising a selection of standalone villas in some of the most acclaimed beach locales in Turks and Caicos. Bianca Sands, located on a pristine 300-foot stretch of sand on Grace Bay Beach. Also at Grace Bay Beach are Ocean Club Resorts and The Palms. There's Coral Gardens Resort. This boutique resort is set amidst tropical gardens, waterfalls and pools. Sail Rock Resort is located on the tranquil, secluded island of South Caicos, and The Shore Club is the only property on Long Bay Beach. Qatar National Tourism Council has appointed Devika Nijhawan to lead the international PR and communications team to assist in marketing the destination in key markets as part of the country's strategy to become a world-leading tourism destination. Devika's remit covers key markets including India, the United Kingdom, Germany, Australia, and the United Arab Emirates, with a focus on engaging and penetrating travel trade and consumer media. As part of the national strategy, Qatar National Vision 2030, the Qatar National Tourism Council is on a journey to welcome 6 million visitors a year by 2030 by improving and expanding the country's tourism proposition with visitor experience at its core. While Qatar continues to grow and improve tourism assets, enhance the end-to-end customer experience, and invest in service excellence across every touchpoint, Devika will execute the Qatar National Tourism Council's tailored global communications campaign with a focus in key markets. The US and the European Union agreed to halt their long-running spat over subsidies to Boeing and Airbus in order to work together. Their common goal is to counter the threat of China and its state-backed commercial plane manufacturing program. The UK also agreed to join a five-year truce after the US and the EU agreed to end trade hostilities, which have dragged on for years. They will now concentrate on countering the non-market practices of China in aviation and other sectors. US President Joe Biden welcomed the Boeing-Airbus truce as a major breakthrough.
You've been listening to the TD Travel News Bulletin.